We're opening the PC Workshop. Martin Howe from IT Know How is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have an additional guest in the studio today, Emily, Martin's daughter. Hello.
Hello.
She's in the corner. We'll talk to Emily in a minute, actually, because she's doing something very interesting at university. But for the moment, it's workshop-y time and laptops.
Yeah, laptop care. I mentioned last week about look after your laptop and look after your PC and all this heat and so on and so forth. And it got me to thinking, like, actually, so many people end up getting laptops and not really knowing quite what to do with them in terms of, you know, day-to-day care as far as it goes. So I just thought I'd go through a few bits and pieces. As a company, when we ever deliver a laptop, we always have a little of a final sort of like closing piece where we tell you, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. Okay, so we start with things like, well, it's called a laptop. It's actually very hot when it's on your lap. For those of you that have got a laptop, you might have noticed this. And basically, that's because the vents are underneath and it's trying to breathe through those. So even though it's called a laptop, the worst place you can put it is on your lap.
Indeed.
All right. So we always recommend put it on a tray or put it on a desk and use it on a desk or use it on a tray. That way, it allows the heat to escape through the naturally sort of like created facilities that it's got for it. Very, very, very important. We're talking about heat again. Never rest a laptop on a bed. Never rest it on a carpet. Right. You will block the vents. You will cause terminal damage to the laptop. It will overheat eventually. I mean, it doesn't do it straight away. This is one of these things. It's a prolonged thing. But youngsters sat in bedrooms, particularly like holidays now, this, that, and the other, and their laptop spends the entire summer sat on the bed, unable to breathe, unable to get any air, getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Just to clarify, what happens when a laptop overheats? Basically, there's a processor inside a laptop. The processor is the bit that does all the work, so to speak. It's like the engine of your computer. That can overheat. Simply and break. That's end of game for your laptop as far as that goes. The other thing it could do is it could also overheat and damage your motherboard. Basically, that bit that everything plugs into could overheat, and as I say, it could stop charging, it could stop doing various things. But again, the nature of laptops and the relative cost of them, if your processor or your motherboard fails, it basically puts your laptop beyond what we refer to as beyond economic repair. And really, the money, because it could cost then anything up to, well, anything in excess of £200 to fix.
I was going to ask you about cost.
Well, basically, by the time you bought a new motherboard or you bought a new processor, it's actually getting the thing apart then to put it all back together again. That, from our point of view, is where a lot of the cost lies. But in terms of getting it done, you're looking at over £200, and that's £200 towards a new one.
Are modern laptops designed to be repaired, or do the manufacturers really want you to buy a new one if it does go
The price point of them, as I'm sure most of you realise when you're buying them, unless you're buying something, and even dare I say you're buying something that's sort of like £600-800. If you're buying something that's £600-800, it's fairly high-end sort of thing. This, that, and the other, it's going to have a high-end cost to repair.
Yeah.
That could be £400.
Yeah.
Your £300-400 laptop costing £200 to repair. As I say, they're not designed to be repaired at a motherboard level or anything like that. So, as I say, please look after it. Then it won't have to be repaired. It'll just have to be replaced when eventually it's sort of like it's just got too old for day-to-day use. Okay, back to the tips. To extend the time your laptop can run for on the battery, one of the key things to do is make sure you turn the brightness of your screen down. Lots of people will sit there with their screen turned right up, very bright all the time, and all this does is it just sucks the power out of the battery. The comment then comes, oh, this battery's rubbish, it's useless, it just simply doesn't last very long. Well, that's actually because it's designed, when you've got the screen fully bright, to be running on mains power. So as I said, you need to make sure you turn the brightness down. Okay, there is a cut-off point whereby I can't see what I'm doing. You have to find that balance. To turn the brightness down on your screen, you'll find across the top of your keyboard, historically referred to as sort of like where the F keys are across the top, just below the screen, you'll find that there are buttons, and on there somewhere there probably is a little picture of a sun. There'll be a little small sun and a little big sun. The little small sun is to make it darker. The big sun is to make it brighter. Occasionally you do need to use the there's a function key, an FN key, in the bottom left corner of your keyboard, which you've always wondered what's that for. Well, that's the bit that makes the little sun and the bright sun and dark sun work, and you hold that down and press the sun image to either make it darker or lighter accordingly. But do that and you will extend your battery life. You'll suddenly find that it'll actually last quite a bit longer. And so if you start out doing that, you will maintain your battery life from day one.
And what can I ask you this? But if you have mains available, is it a good idea to run your laptop from mains if it is available? Or is it also a good idea to allow the battery to discharge?
Next tip on the list was, do run the battery down.
Thank you. Oh, shut up.
Sorry, Steve. Modern laptops and mobile phones they don't need to be run completely fat and charged up and completely flat and charged up and all this sort of thing. So you can just run them down a bit and then plug them in on the mains and everything else. If you've got the mains available, yeah, by all means, carry on using it and everything else, but you will ruin your battery eventually. Mm. We had a customer come in to us and told me that I sold him a dud laptop because his battery would only last 20 minutes. And I said, well, right, what was the circumstances? He said, my wife wants to watch BBC iPlayer and she can't do that now because it only lasts 20 minutes. And I said, well, how long have you had it? I bought it from you 11 months ago. And I said, but you had it on your desk. Now, it was plugged into the mains. You have been discharging it. I'll come on to that in a moment. You have been discharging it and using it on the battery. And he went, no. Mm. And I said, so when did your wife want to start watching iPlayer? Last week. Right, okay. So at that moment was the first time you unplugged it so that she could watch it downstairs. And he went, yes. So in 11 months, you've never, ever run it on the battery. No.
Hmm.
And it was almost a matter of I just stood there and waited for him to draw his own conclusions.
Yeah.
Suddenly, it wasn't a duff laptop. It was mismanagement. So you do need to run the battery down. That's not to say, as I say, you need to constantly be bringing it down to nothing. You can run it down. I would recommend, though, that every couple of weeks, you actually do run it to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, actually let it die while you're using it. Implications of doing that, pretty much zero. Because whatever you're doing, it just basically puts it to sleep. And then it'll wake up again, and it'll when you plug the mains power in, and it'll just go back to exactly where you were. So if you were typing a letter, it'll go back to your letter. If you were in a spreadsheet, it'll go back to your spreadsheet. If you were on the internet, it'll go back to the internet. It probably might want to refresh the page. Most of them, if it's done straight away, the session will stay open and things like that. So things like Facebook and things like that. The one thing never to do is never let it die while you're on a banking website or making a purchase.
Yeah, makes
we're
sense.
Back to weeks ago when I mentioned about secure websites and this, that and the other. Yep. Maintain that connection. Never let that connection go until you disconnect it. Okay, so as I said, so run your battery down. Once you've run it all the way down to nothing, recharge it all the way back up. So if you happen to sort of like do something, you go like, I'll come back to that in the morning. Mm. Plug it into the mains and let it charge up overnight fully. All right, so when you fully discharge it, fully recharge it.
Okay.
Okay. We see lots of laptops that look like they've been living in a field somewhere. Do keep your laptops clean. It's not only good for them, it's good for you as well. If you have your laptop turned off, you can use a soft, damp cloth. Damp. I hasten to add damp. Wet is bad. I'll come on to that in a moment. Damp cloth. And you can wipe your screen, then get a dry, soft cloth, and clean the and then just sort of like dry the screen down. You can also use the same on a keyboard.
Mm.
Very, very gently, as I said, and it must only be damp in order that you can just keep the keys clean and slightly. You can, again, while it's off, just blow in and around the keyboard. Just literally get down with your mouth and just blow. And that'll just remove some of the dust and bits and pieces that get in underneath the keyboard and everything else. That'll just keep it looking clean and tidy, and it'll just help with some of the maintenance. On one occasion, I came across a laptop where the space bar wouldn't go down properly, and it turned out to be a crumb of bread that had got in underneath it, and of course, bread fresh is soft, bread stale is hard, and that was all it was.
Mm.
So again, please just look after them a bit as far as it goes in that respect. I mentioned wet. Wet is really bad for a laptop. Everybody knows that. If you spill something on your keyboard, right, panic sets in. If it's a big spill, you're in trouble. If it's a small spill, so it's a splash, it might even be, a sneeze, an excessive sneeze, something like that. But something that puts moisture onto a laptop or something like that shouldn't be there, try and get the thing shut down, dab off any of the excess moisture as best you can, and then put it into an airing cupboard. All right?
Okay.
Put it into an airing cupboard in order that it can dry. Laptops don't travel well around a room when they're on, and particularly they end up breaking horribly if you drop it. So if you're moving a laptop, move it shut down. So shut it down and take it downstairs. Shut it down and take it upstairs. Shut it down and take it from the lounge to the dining room. Don't do it while it's on, because that invariably, you're trying to be clever, it's not properly balanced, you haven't got properly hold of it, as I said, and they do break. Now, the final thing to mention is about backup. because again, at the end of the day, while you're talking about your laptop and maintaining your laptop, you also need to maintain your data. I mentioned this is one of the most frequent things you'll hear me mention during these segments, and do back it up. Now, question, Steve, do you back yours up? And how do you back yours up?
I think we back it up to, we've got external hard drives.
Okay, that's fine, that's brilliant. And how often do you use those, or does it do it automatically?
I've always plugged them in so I can get it automatically to keep a backup.
So it automatically does a backup. Yeah. That, listeners, is definitely the way to do it. Get something that's automatic. You can get online ones, you can do what Steve's doing and you can use hard drives, you can get online ones. The key is to do something. Doing nothing is actually, is just terminal. Even if you've got a backup that you run once a month, that's better than not having any backup at all. Automatic backups invariably now go to the internet. The nature of broadband is such that it's so fast now that you can actually benefit from these things. There are several free ones, and there are several that will cost and things like that. Ones that are popular with us as far as it goes, we use Dropbox, SugarSync, and a program called Carbonite. Of those, all three of those have a free element. Two of those have a free element, Dropbox and SugarSync. Carbonite is a paid for one, but I've got to be quite honest, the peace of mind I get from knowing that my photos, as soon as I have my photos to my computer or laptop, they back up straight away.
Indeed.
Okay,
yeah, that's what
so
I
it's
do.
Worth
yep.
bearing that in mind. So as I said, so don't leave that to inertia. So I say, so a few bits and pieces there so that you can look after your laptop. As I say, a lot of these things are common sense things, but again, if you've never been told don't put it on your lap, you won't. So put your laptop on a tray to allow the air to circulate, or use it on a desk. Do let your battery run down, it will be good for it. Do keep it clean, because it's easier to read and use this, that and the other. Remember to turn your screen down, the brightness of your screen when you're using it on battery, to maintain your battery life. Don't carry it around open, shut it down to move it about the place and everything else, and please back it up.
Yep. Well, very good tips, because it is an investment, isn't it, a laptop, as indeed is any computer. So,
and when it's broken, it all becomes very horrible.
You feel it, especially if your world revolves around it and
indeed.
Everything is on it.
Indeed.
Martin, thank you as always. And as I said earlier, Martin's brought his daughter Emily in with us into the studio today. Hello, how are you? Well, chuck him out of that seat, because he's hogged it, hasn't he?
In here.
You squeeze in there. Good to see you. How are you? All right.
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah,
now,
enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're down on a visit, are you? Because you're in London.
I am indeed.
And you are, as I understand it, taking an acting degree at the Academy of Live and Recorded Arts.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I've not heard of them. That's
They've only been running for about 40 years, I think, so they're not quite as well known as the ones like RADA that have been around for 100 years.
Right.
But yeah, no, we specialise in film and television, and I've been studying there for a year now. We're just below the river in Wandsworth, the south of London. And yeah, it's been great. Really, really interesting and exciting to be living in London.
How long have you been there? Because you were at Bishop Fox's.
I was.
Were you head girl?
I was head girl at Bishop Fox's, yes.
Okay.
That's Dad dropping that in, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can't blame Dad for doing that. So you've been there for about a year?
I've been there for a year, and prior to that I did a year at the Performance Preparation Academy, which is in Guildford in Surrey, and before that I did a year at Bridgewater College, doing dance at Bridgewater College, yeah.
So it's pretty clear where you want to go, career-wise.
Yeah, hopefully the stage or television or something, maybe EastEnders, who knows?
So really you are quite serious about it. It's going to be hard work getting
it's
in, I guess.
Ever such hard work, yes. I've been living with two graduates who've already done the course, and that's been a real eye-opener to be able to see that. I mean, it's been great. They've been getting auditions, they've been getting work, but it is really tough, which has been really good to live with them, so that I know where I'm going to be in 2 years' time when I'm graduating.
And I guess, you know, in so many things, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Exactly, yeah. Getting in all the contacts now so that I'm sorted for when I get out, hopefully.
And how long's the course?
It's a 3-year course, yeah, like any other degree.
So you'll be working, well, as you say, using this time. You're in the right place, London, aren't you? Let's face it.
Yeah, 100%.
To build up those contacts. And hopefully we'll see you on the, if not the stage, on the big screen or the little screen.
Yeah,
or,
well, the little screen will be fine.
Well, it's good news today that we've heard from Libby Liscoe, of course, our mayor who was in. The council have bought the lease to the brew house.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, you know, that suggests there's life ahead for the brew house.
Yeah, hopefully. I grew up performing at the brew house and I used to work there in the little restaurant as well. So that's sort of where I started.
Good news. Emily, it's good to talk to you.
It's lovely to talk to you.
Thanks for
as
coming
well.
In with your dad.
Thank you.
And Martin, you're going to be back next week.
I'll be back.
Well, that was scary. Very, very Schwarzeneggerish. So we'll be opening the PC workshop next Wednesday. Thanks to Martin. Thanks to Emily. Let's have a song from Travis.